Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. 901 New York City, 901 Orlando, Florida. It's your hip-hop informer. That dude, TM Hyman. It's Money Monday. What it do? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You got Toya, which is a Money Monday segment coming up live out of Delaware tonight. It's October 21st. Tonight, we want to discuss road rage and talk a little bit more about that West Side Highway ordeal that took place up north and what could be done to prevent such situations in the future. Plus, we got Nokio stopping past to give insight to up-and-coming artists. Dial 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Up next, the crew.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Toya, and you are tuned into TM Hyman Radio. Don't you dare move. Real talk, real people, real times. TM Hyman Radio.
You don't need no. It's down all the pair shoes, you don't need no. It's down all the pants, you don't need no. Just have me in a car, you don't need no. I came up from bottom, you don't need no. You know it's alright with me, you don't need no. Got this with me right now, you don't need no. This $1 million watch, you don't need no. Got $1 million quick, you don't need no.
Hey, that monster truck, bitch, call us go so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, so I don't even pour it. Fence on, song for it. Button down, Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged in New York. AP and that P-Gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it. Till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks gang, we gon' floor it. CVC, front row it. Rock go to Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's down all the pair shoes, you don't even know it. It's down all the pants, you don't even know it. Just have me in a car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. You know it's alright with me, you don't even know it. Got this with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, you don't even know it. Got $1 million quick, you don't even know it.
Hey, you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put me in the light on her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a battleship that I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out with these stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Brickles all in my blood. Birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings, I'm about to get you open to get whack. You ain't even know it, your man looking about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's down all the pair shoes, you don't even know it. It's down all the pair shoes, you don't even know it. Just have me in a car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. You know it's alright with me, you don't need no. Got this with me right now, you don't need no. This $1 million watch, you don't need nothing. Got $1 million quick, you don't need nothing. I'm turned up every day, you don't need nothing. Got your chick with me right now, you don't need nothing. We turn up in the club, you don't need nothing. Got 100 bottles coming, you don't need nothing. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Driving $500,000 out of the car, you don't even know it. This down on the bad shoes, you don't even know it. Got some shit, big no English, you don't even know it. This down on the bad shoes, you don't even know it. This down on the bad shoes, you don't even know it. This $500,000 out of the car, you don't even know it. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know it. You know I'm alright with me, you don't even know it. Got lunch with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, you don't even know it. Got $1 million quick, you don't even know it. Hey.
Rocco, Rick Ross, and Future right here on Team Hymen Radio Live. 917-889-3926. Jump on it to become a part of the conversation or the comment live. Real talk, real people, real times. All the way live from Plant City. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show. What up, mama?
Yes, yes. Happy Money Monday, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Cooling, cooling. All the way live from the DMV. That dude, Same James. What up, brother?
What's good, man? I was out in Hampton, Virginia today, man. I had to go there and turn right back around. Yeah, man. I had to get out there. I had to take care of the speeding ticket.
In our neck of the woods.
Word.
Yo, this dude, be everywhere.
Right now.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I see, I had to
breeze through Hampton.
He said breeze. He did.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I did. And I'm deep for that.
Yeah, that's but that's like a around the corner for you at this point. You've been traveling that road so long.
Yeah, I know. That don't mean I like taking that trip in one day, though, B.
No doubt. I can definitely think. What's going on? It's Monday. How was the weekend?
Good. Ooh, very good.
Yeah, made a little bit of paper. That's always good when you can do that, right?
Yes,
hey,
very good.
That's the name of the game right there. That's the name of the game right there.
All right. Watching these Giants about to get this first W.
Hey, say it again, brother. Say it again.
I said these Giants about to get this first W tonight.
Yeah. Definitely. All you Giant haters, go sit down. All
right, Don't worry about it. We just as shocked as y'all are. I know you ain't expected to be an 0-6, but hey, so what?
We're number one in our division. Excuse me, didn't really want to say that and, you know, too loud and overshadow, you know, the game that you got going on tonight. But, yeah, I'm going to need you to recognize
it. Let me say this real loud. Who cares?
Haters. You know this is Cowboy Nation over here. Haters.
I'm at Cowboys.
Hey, it was some good games. Good games on this weekend. I ain't hating on the Cowboys. I just don't want y'all hating on the Giants right now.
I just don't like the Cowboys.
I'm not hating on the Giants. I am recognizing the fact, and I want everybody else out there to recognize the fact that when the Cowboys win, we never get our just due. And when we lose, you stomp all over us and flush us down the toilet like feces. So I'm going to need a happy medium.
Do you hear the violin playing in the background? All right, enough of that.
You see? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's the type of stuff I'm talking about.
Really? Like feces? You just confuse you just confuse some people in our audience because they're like, feces? What is that?
Boo-boo. Boo-boo people. They treat us like dung, like cow chips. They don't say cowboys and cowgirls. They call us cow chips, and then they make flushing noises. I'm gonna need y'all to recognize we are first in our division. Yes, we beat the Eagles yesterday. Yes, we did. Yep.
They had Nick Foles playing. What kind of competition was that?
So it doesn't matter what kind of competition it was. It's the fact that we still came away with the W. See, that there again, we're not getting our just due. If we win, it's we barely won. If we win, it's, oh, we had Nick Balls playing. We won.
It's the truth. It's the truth. You want me to lie to you?
No, I want you to recognize the fact that we are winners
y'all
right
had a division.
Now.
Y'all had in the division, so what?
Right.
So
yeah.
What?
Thank
still
you.
Got what?
Thank you.
Still got what? 10 more games to play?
8.
That's 10 more games to play. It's 10 more. It's 10 more. 10 more opportunities for y'all to mess up like y'all always do.
But and there's still no chance for the Giants to make the playoffs at all. So
I mean, I really don't care as long as y'all don't do anything.
Okay.
So
okay.
Good.
Look,
that's
only
so
six dog. Come on now. Unless they go 10 in a row, which is unprecedented. Not that they can't do it. Unless they go 10 in a row, we ain't making no playoffs, man.
Hey. We gonna pause, come right back, and get this conversation cracking. Again, we drilling down on road rage, outrage, in specific.
Asking the Giants fans
back
out
up
there
with that,
right now.
That entire
as they are.
Word up! Half of them got big blue waving from their window, man. Wow,
right
now.
They do.
Hey, Nick Mills, we'll be right back.
Be all right.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Shout out to the Giants fans. Shout out to the Giants.
I need a lap dance. Somebody tell the waitress, bring some racks in. The strippers running to the pole when we back in. Off go, Trinidad, James on my ass. It's me, yo. It's me, yo. Walk up in the center, I'm up and I leave, yo.
Asian chick named me, ho. Do her dish, do my beer. Then you come do me, ho.
TM Hyman Radio. It is 9:15 p.m. here in the Tampa Bay area, 10:15 p.m. in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, one of my definite bucket list visiting places. And we are TM Hyman Radio live here on Money Monday. Got the general here, Save James, and myself, Hot Chocolate. And tonight's show is brought to you by Explosial. Log on to enterTheOpenDoor.com for a breakthrough to your financial future. Again, that's enterTheOpenDoor.com. And tonight we're actually discussing road rage, all avenues of it, and we want to kind of drill down on the situation that happened in New York City on the West Side Highway actually a few weeks ago involving a motorist and a motorcycle gang. I'm going to try and give you as many of the specific details as I can just to lead you up to some news that I actually found out that there have been a few more arrests in the incident. Okay, so the incident involves a couple and their daughter who are driving their Range Rover on the West Side Highway. The driver of the Range Rover is Alexian Lean. According to the New York Daily News, he was surrounded by several bikers on the West Side Highway on Sunday, and I have to get the actual date for this, but one biker apparently cut him off, slammed on the brakes just before the SUV bumped his rear tire. But when Lean, who was driving his wife, Rosalyn, and their two-year-old child, stopped, several bikers began to damage his SUV with their hands and helmets and various other items. Lean fled, striking one biker, but the group caught up to him and pummeled him before the cops arrived. You know, this is a dad who's out on a Sunday drive for his first wedding anniversary. He was actually beaten and slashed by the vicious mob of motorcyclists in Upper Manhattan who dragged him from his SUV in front of his wife and his two-year-old child. So kind of to make a long story short, the video by drivers who were passing by the incident actually goes viral and then ends up on all of these news, national news affiliates and stations and channels. In the investigation, they are able to identify the perpetrators who beat him and slashed him and actually were kind of going for his wife, too. But luckily she and her, the baby, were not harmed in this. What the investigation has actually revealed is that there was an undercover officer, an undercover New York City detective, who I'm assuming was investigating other gang-related type crimes, but didn't intervene in the beating. The latest suspect, as far as the charges, is 20-year-old Craig Wright, who was arrested at his Brooklyn home this past Monday, and he's actually been charged with gang assault, and unlawful imprisonment. And he's the fourth motorcyclist charged in connection with the road rage incident. Others that were charged are Reginald Chance, 37. He's also charged with gang assault, criminal possession of a weapon, and criminal mischief. Robert Sims was charged over the weekend, and I'm looking for, there's one more, Christopher Cruz, 28, is the motorcyclist who swerved in front of the SUV and stopped short before he was struck by it, and that's actually what led off to the whole chain of events of the beating and things like that. It's unfortunate that any of this had to happen. Road rage in all parts of the world, especially New York City, I've experienced myself.
Hey, wait a minute. Be careful. Be careful.
No, listen, I love New York, and I'm not downing it in any way, shape, form, or fashion, but road rage in New York City is at another level.
Yeah.
It's like
nothing
that I've ever experienced anywhere else.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm. Let me take that back. Atlanta road rage equally as bad.
It's probably New Yorkers in Atlanta.
You're right. But for this to happen and for someone to come from within inches of losing their life, there be officers, and I I kind of understand the mindset that he had, that he didn't want to blow, you know, his deep cover.
Yeah,
or what
he had
have
been
you,
some Donnie Brasco.
Yeah, but this man's getting ready to lose his life, and you can't step in and intervene somehow. And I think it kind of got out of hand even more when the initial bumping of the first motorcycle happened. The driver drove off, you know, because he was surrounded by the motorcycle gang. So in order to protect himself and his family, he hits the gas and he drives off, which leads off to another high-speed chase. In doing that, he actually ran over one of the bikers. And I think that may have, well, not even that may have, that did send them, you know, into a rage and make them angrier and want to pursue him even more. But that man was not wrong for what he did in trying to save his family. Not in my eyes. So, like I said, it's really unfortunate that it had to get to that point. I am glad personally that someone was there to be able to videotape it to lead to the arrest of these perpetrators who beat this man unnecessarily, and for some sort of justice to hopefully be gained for him and his family.
I was blown by the fact that a police officer was involved in the situation,
yeah,
and didn't even report it until after the fact.
Right, and I don't think he would have.
No, he wouldn't have. I think he was identified. And
right,
you know, if he hadn't have been identified, he wouldn't have come forth. I mean, this was a motorcycle gang. First and foremost, I mean, you know, they call themselves,
yep,
Hollywood stunts. And so, you know, I'm real torn with this situation because, one, I know how motorcycle, you know, clubs operate. One, you know, is ride or die, literally.
Absolutely.
And if you mess with one, you know, you're messing with the entire gang. And so, I mean, police arrested 15 bikers, you know, seized 55 bikes, and ultimately wrote 68 warrants. I mean, this was huge. But, I mean,
yep,
before we really go deep with this particular situation, I mean, road rage is huge, period. Period. Now, I'm better today when it comes to road rage because, one, I don't want to get shot, you know, because I flicked somebody off or, you know, because I was following down behind somebody, you know, trying to look them in the face to figure out why they just cut me off. I mean, we're living in a different age. I mean, people are crazy. But, I mean, can you all think of a road rage experience that you knew what was about to go in the wrong direction and you pulled yourself back? Because I've done that a couple times. It's been a couple of people that I've wanted to go after on my motorcycle one. Because I felt like they deliberately tried to cut me off, in which they could have almost killed me on my bike, but even in my car. You know, I wanted to chase people in my car, and then I pulled myself together like, Negro, what are you doing?
Yeah, several. I've actually, and I cannot say that I'm proud that I did this, because thinking about it in retrospect, it could have gone in several different directions and been very ugly, and I may not even, you know, be free right now to be able to tell the story, but I can say that I'm better in the road rage that I used to have because I would fly off the handle in a minute, and I don't even drive when I go to New York. I let other people drive. So my road rage came from just living in Virginia and then transitioning to living here in the Tampa Bay area.
Right.
I've gone so far as to be cut off by someone else or someone else do something to me in, you know, the traffic realm, and I just feel extra slighted. I need to know why they did it. I've gotten out of the car and went and knocked on the window. Hey, what the hell is wrong with you?
Wow.
What's wrong with you?
You ain't get a car door slammed in your face? Bang. That's what I'm doing, lady.
No. The window is down, and I'm actually getting ready to reach through the window and grab the girl because she almost cut me off on the highway. And I really had to think about it. Like, well, no, she did cut me off, and I I should have said she cut me off and I almost wrecked on the highway. That's what I should have said. So I'm driving behind her past the exit where I'm even supposed to be going just to be able to make my point to her, like, if I would have wrecked, I'm coming back and I'm going to, you know, it's not going to be pretty. You know, I got, at this point, I want to say my son is like 8 or something like that. The kid is in the car like, Mom, what are you doing? Stop doing that. You know, stop it. He's very upset. And I think that's really what brought me back to reality. Like, whoa, stop tripping and get back in the car. The girl is probably going to call the police and they're going to lock you up. And she just I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, those New York streets, those D.C. streets, I know you've had some road rage experiences.
But check it. I'm going to put it to you like this. When I was driving New York streets, I was just learning. I was young when I started driving New York streets. I was learning how to maneuver more than I was really focused on people getting mad at me. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't getting mad at nobody. I was just excited I was driving. When it came, when it really got hot for me was when I was in Atlanta. Because people don't have to drive out there in Atlanta, yo. Like, they died out here in the Virginia area and all that stuff, too. But Atlanta, they kind of take the cake, man. You know what I'm saying? But I really didn't go, like for me, and when I was in Atlanta, if you did something stupid and I was able to get to a light where you was at, something was coming out my window at your car. I used to tell some people all the time.
Wow.
Like, I don't care what it was. If I had, like, a McDonald's drink that I was halfway done, as soon as the light about to pull up, pow, I'm out. You getting caught. Like, God forbid your window was down because you wasn't catching me because I used to race out there in Atlanta, too, in the car that I had. I didn't have the fastest car, but I knew how to get the hell out of there. But he wasn't catching me. And you know, so was the last time I really, like, just had to pull myself, like you said, pull yourself together. It was kind of like, I was kind of provoked, though. I was about to turn, take a right-hand turn. There was a car in front of me. He was in the middle of the turn, but then he stopped. And I laid on the horn like, yo, what the hell are you doing? What's wrong with you? So then as he was sitting there and I was laying on the horn, I saw somebody in the crosswalk that was finished crossing the street. You know, they got to yield to them. They got the right of way. I didn't see that. So when I'm pulling up on the side of him trying to apologize for laying on the horn, and dude turns to me and says, white guy now, says, come on, nigga. Come on, what do you want to do? You want to do something, nigga?
Uh-oh.
I said, whoa.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I just went to overdrive right there. Luckily, I didn't have nothing in the car, and his window was down, so he was in luck. But I had a cold at that time, so I kind of hocked the loogie and tried to get it out and out the window. But, yeah, I ain't care. You want to go there, I'm going there right back at you. So, I mean, he kind of, like, pushed me out. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I didn't, you know, I really didn't care at the moment, and I wouldn't have cared if it hit him, but it missed. And then he, like, kind of set off. And I tried to cut him off and, like, pin him to the sidewalk, like on some police maneuver stuff, but he kind of got around me and, like, was just speeding off with him trying to get into the parking lot, and there was, like, a cop up further. So when he stood up and drove into the parking lot, I just kept straight. I was like, I ain't going to do this because if I find this dude, Something may happen.
Gonna be
a problem. I really don't know where I'm gonna go. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, the N word. If there's anything that will cause
trigger
problems, it's the N word, ladies and gentlemen. It's Money Monday.
Absolutely.
We're talking about road rage outrage, and if you ever use the N word, it will definitely invoke outrage on the road. 917-889-3926.
'Cause I heard heard you never smile. Do you think about the good times? Tell me, is he worth your while? Is he the one that you belong to? Or did I push you in his arms? Who is he?
James, and you tune in to TM Hyman Radio Live.
R.I.P. to the girl you used to see. Her days are over. Baby, she's
Senorita, yeah. I feel your aura. Jump out at the remote, get in my flag and saucer. I make you call me daddy, even though you ain't my daughter. Maybe I ain't talking books when I said that I can take you across the border. I'm young and free, I'm licensing, I'm tongue in cheek. So baby, give me some tongue and cheek. Slow and steady for me, go on like a teddy for me, and say the word soon as you're ready for me.
I'm ready for you. Yeah. Hit 'em all, switch it up. Put 'em on, zip it up. Let my perfume soak into your sweater. Say you'll be here soon, sooner the better. No option for you saying no. I'll run this game, just play a role. Follow my lead, what you waiting for? Thought it over and decided tonight is your night. Over, baby, she's over.
I'm ready for you.
I decided
TM Hyman Radio Live. We're back to you all out there. It is 9:37 somewhere in the DMV area. It's your boy, Save James. We're here with TM Hyman Radio himself. The very mature hot chocolate. Smacking people through windows. You know what I'm saying?
That was back in the day. That's not currently. That was in my younger days.
Drive by like a flash, you'll pop in your whip. You know what I'm saying? Yo, check it out. If you like to advertise your business, product or service here on TM Hyman Radio, please drop us a line at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com and someone will contact us, get contact with you, real talk, real people, real time. We are finishing up our conversation about road rage. You know, everybody pretty much shared their experience, but I kind of found a funnier side to the whole thing about it. I had one experience one time. Oh, this probably happened to y'all too. I just forgot about it because it made it so far and few in between. You ever, like, been called up somebody and, like, you know, you had to ask for, like, they called up somebody's business, had to ask for somebody, they had to put you on hold. In the process, you on hold. Somebody did something stupid on the road. You start cussing them out. You stupid mother, oh, this, that, and the third, or whatever. And the person takes back up, and you don't realize when you're in the middle of cussing somebody out. You're like, hello? Excuse me? I'm like, oh, not you, Ma. I'm driving right now. You got to understand. These people don't know how to do it out here behind the wheel. Yo, that happened to me a couple times, man. Like, I was cussing, like, three or four different chicks out at one time. Man. It was crazy. But, yo, that never happened to y'all? It was just me?
No, it's not just you. I'm laughing so hard because I've done that several times.
Okay. Right. Word. I'm talking about being into people. They'd be like, excuse me?
But, you know, the cursing actually keeps me from wanting to get out of the car. And, you know, if I can just curse about it and vent, then I'm fine. If I can't do anything about it, that makes it worse.
Yeah, it kind of, you got a bottle on that energy up. You got to unleash it somehow, whatever. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel you on that. Yeah, but... anyway, though, hey, check this out. I've been hearing about some new things dropping out there in the industry with this whole Diddy got his whole new TV station he got coming out with Volt to drop all these new artists and everything. It's crazy right now.
Believe it or not, dude, I actually just shot a commercial for Jason Lanzar Rivera, who actually submitted Revolt TV. Diddy actually gave Jason Lanzar Rivera, who was in King of Paper Chasing, gave him an inside track of the fact that they were looking for a host, and he actually came down from NY, lives here in Florida, shot a commercial and pulled together a little tight joint for him for Revolt TV. So hopefully he gets the job so he can pay me for the damn commercial.
Heard up. And give a brother a slow motion cameo in one of your spots or something. Man.
No,
a slow motion cameo.
Yo, that's all I ever wanted in a video, a slow motion cameo. You know what I'm saying? When you look on the camera, or half slow, or whatever. Your movements is like triple time of what the actual beat is going or whatever. Slow down, crazy. I got the whole thing planned out in my mind. Like the Chappelle show, everything's better in slow motion. You know what I mean?
You're right.
But anyway, so yeah. Along with that, I mean, do we got high time? We got any of those artists that may be showing up on the Revolt joint, some new music that we got to look out for?
Yes, actually we do. I'm sure Mr. Justin Timberlake will be all over Revolt TV. Yes.
You gotta get your thing.
And
yeah, you gotta get your thing.
I like that. It hypes me up. Justin Timberlake's The 2020 Experience 2 of 2 was actually released on October the 9th, and that is the 2020 Experience unreloaded, unchained. Like, I don't even really know how to describe it, but it does have new tracks on it that are fire, too. And this is according to The Hollywood Reporter. Justin Timberlake is only the second act to score two number ones in 2013, following Luke Bryan. This week on the Billboard 200 albums chart, Justin Timberlake achieves an uncommon feat of earning two different number one albums in less than a year. His new release, The 2020 Experience 2 of 2, starts at number one with 350,000 sold in its first week, according to Nielsen SoundScan. It arrives atop charts 28 weeks after the first 2020 Experience debuted at number one, with the year's largest sales week at 968,000. In turn, Timberlake is the only act in 2013 to sell 300,000 copies in a week of two different albums. He continues to be the only act this year that has sold more than 300,000 units of any album in multiple weeks. The first 2020 Experience sold in excess of 300,000 in its first 2 weeks. In its second frame, it moved 318,000 units. The 2020 Experience 2 of 2 is the second half of Timberlake's two-part 2020 Experience album. The new set, available in both standard edition as well as a quote-unquote complete edition, which combine both the first half and the second half of the 2020 Experience. Sales of both 2 of 2 and the complete edition are combined together. He's only the second act, again, to achieve this in 2013 following Luke Bryan. So, shout out to JT.
Justin getting that paper right now.
Always loved him.
You getting that money right now.
Yes.
That's
Justin
all
does
right.
It.
Get your paper. How
you
live.
You know what? Let's get into this JT joint. Right now, Take Back the Night. Go pick this joint up. This dude came back.
Like
came back from Team Hot Radio.
Take back the night. crowded rooms, we can do anything. Protected hands can drive you crazy, and the way you move when you go crazy, that's incentive for me.
Creative new joint right there. Tonight we're talking about road rage outrage inside this Money Monday. What is road rage? We know some of the manifestations, like throwing projectiles from your moving vehicle, like Save James.
Hey, wait a minute.
What is road rage? what is road rage? It is aggressive and angry behavior by a driver of an automobile or any type of motor vehicle. You know, such behavior that might include rude suggestions. Y'all know that popular middle finger. Verbal insults. Large loogies flying from one car to the other. Deliberately driving in an unsafe or threatening manner. I mean, road rage. Now, some of the most common manifestations of road rage, we've all seen it. Generally, driving aggressively, you know, including sudden acceleration, you know, when somebody's trying to get in front of you and you pull up, you almost like ram them in the back.
I hate when
you don't want to, you know, let them in. Braking, tailgating. Yeah. I think that's what starts the most. That's what drives the most frustration. That sudden acceleration, the tailgating and the braking, cutting people off. I think is what really causes people to want to just get out and choke you. Like Hot Chocolate says, she reached inside the lady's car. For real, what were you thinking when you reached inside that woman's car?
I wasn't. I can honestly tell you I was not thinking. I was just so upset at the fact that she almost made me have an accident with my child in the car. That's the only thing I could think about. And like I said, him screaming and yelling to the top of his lungs was the only thing that brought me back from that. I just and then she was, you know, she was very nonchalant about the whole thing on the road until we got to the stoplight at the off ramp and I reached in the car and shook her. At that point, she started, you know, taking a little bit more accountability for the situation. When she passed me after she'd almost rear-ended me, and then, you know, because that's really what made me swerve into the other lane to avoid her, because I thought she was going to hit me. So when she was just, you know, so lackadaisical and just kept on going, she didn't even stop to see if we were okay. That was my question to her. What's wrong with you? You didn't care if I ran into the median on the wall, or, you know, I have my kid in the car. And then it was automatically, oh, I'm sorry, oh, I'm sorry. Well, you weren't sorry when you almost just ran me off the road.
No, I feel you, especially with kids in the car. You know, I made wild out when I got my babies in the car. I told somebody to do something stupid. Like, you know, I'm driving down the road one day and I got my son in the back seat, and I noticed, like, a speed camera. You know, that's a new thing now. They don't post up no more on the side of the road. They let the cameras do their job for them now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If they ain't make it down to Florida yet, beware. It's on the way. Trust me, because they're everywhere now. Okay.
They're here.
Yeah. So I know the speed camera coming up. So I'm doing the speed limit, chilling. This dude is riding my, tailgating me, hard body, like flashing me and everything. So I pull over, and I hang half of my body out the window, and I ask them if they had problems. Why are we moving now? But then I had to realize, I got my son in the back seat, man. What are you, crazy? He didn't want to even look over and talk to me or whatever. And he piled out, he just try to go past me or whatever. I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you see, the thing is, when people know that they did something stupid, that's one thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what really makes me mad, too. Whatever, like, when they do something and they know it, but then they shouldn't have, because, like, you know, I'm driving this way for a reason. I'm not being just like a Sunday driver taking a scenic route. You know, there's method to my madness, and you don't know what's going on. You know, I think that's what pisses me off a little bit more, too.
Well, I did a little bit of... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No,
I was just going to say that I pulled up a little bit of information on the most aggressive cities regarding driving, and the top five are... And not surprising to me, Miami. I've never driven there, but I've been driven by someone there, and it was
that's
a white
crazy.
Knuckle ride the entire way. New
pretty
York
crazy.
City is
second. And then the one thing about Miami, but before you say the second city, the one thing about Miami, not only is it a crazy place to drive, you need to have some, if you don't know Miami, you need to have somebody that speaks Spanish with you, because you'll end up somewhere and you'll be lost, and you can drive aggressively if you want to and get caught in the wrong neighborhood, and it'll be more than a road rage issue.
Oh, absolutely. You will end up somewhere you don't want to be, and it's going to be hard to get out of there alone. You're right.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
The second city is New York City. Third is Boston. I didn't make this up. This was not on me. I'm going to need you to get on How Stuff Works.
I get it.
Boston is third. Los Angeles is fourth. And Los Angeles traffic is, oh, my God, I can't say how horrible enough it is. It's really bad.
Yeah, LA traffic is like top one, top two worst traffic ever.
Yeah. Yeah, and then D.C. rounds out the list. Now, the cities with the most courteous driver overall was Portland, Oregon. Next was Pittsburgh. After that is the Seattle or Tacoma, Washington area, St. Louis, Missouri, Dallas, Fort Worth also ranked pretty high for courtesy and driving, too. So the top five and the worst didn't surprise me at all. The top five in the most courteous, that's kind of a shocker, especially Dallas and Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You said Dallas.
Those
what?
Are like Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Dallas and Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. I've never
been
to
those are pretty laid back places, pretty laid-back communities there. Some jurisdictions – I think have some serious legal differences, though, in how they look at road rage, which is also described as aggressive driving. So two different terms viewed differently. In the U.S., only a few states have actually enacted special aggressive driving laws where road rage, you know, cases are normally prosecuted as assault and battery and even vehicular homicide if somebody's killed. I thought it was interesting that as early as 1997, therapists in the United States actually were looking to certify road rage as a medical condition. Can you believe that one? A medical condition. they're like, yo, there might be some mental disorders that temporarily pops off in the mind of somebody with road rage. That's crazy.
No, man.
Now, what medicine are they going to prescribe for road rage?
Maybe Ritalin? I don't know. Maybe Ritalin.
I have a theory.
Oh, gosh.
A theory,
no,
which we'll cover more a little bit more later on.
Is it a medicinal theory, like an Uncle Snoop theory? Is it one of those? Or?
It's medicinal. It's medicinal.
Oh, okay.
that's hilarious. Let's take a break. We'll come right back, and we'll be joined by Miss Money Monday herself, Toya. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You are inside Money Monday. We're talking about road rage outrage. Jump on it. We'll be right back. Live from Delaware.
You got to. She had a little daughter with her, it was cold out. She said, I hate this motherfucker, then she rolled out. He ain't answering his phone, she yells, what the fuck? Then told her daughter, buckle up, yeah, that's for safety. She been stressing lately, cause this nigga she done been with for the past 2 years. That's not a current reason for her last few tears. She text him, text back. When she see him, she be trying sex, he don't sex back. His heart be on jet black, she call, he don't call back. All he say is fall back, nigga just need his space. So she headed to his place, cause she just got a call from her homegirl Rhonda, who said he be creeping, he been fucking with Yolanda. Yolanda? Yeah girl, Yolanda. Told you he ain't shit, but you ain't listen, I was trying to click. Hung up that phone and hop right up in that Honda. Headed to his crib, she said she fed up with this shit. Thought this time this was the one, thought I got better at this shit. Picking out Mr. Right, stick it out through the fights and long nights. For what? These niggas is all alike. She gon' set it off, her daughter gon' witness it all tonight, damn. You got to. She say she just finished school, could barely pay tuition. Now she teaches 7th grade, tryna make a difference. Hey, but the kids frustrated, say that they don't listen. Her ass like that, how the fuck they supposed to pay attention? I'm fucking with you, but for real, she say they hopeless. A class full of jokesters, creating all the obstacles. Impossible to focus, little niggas barely read. Try to give them what they need, and they don't even try. One little boy, he caught her eye, cause he looked just like a brother. She be having to call his mother, but she act like she don't care. What father, he ain't here. Now she frustrated, thinking that she just made a mistake of her life. Underpaid, be having a waitress at night. 6 years of college, down the drain. Drinking, trying to drown the pain. Party with a girl, feeling sorry for the world. Cause ain't no hope for the youth. Well, ain't that the truth? When all your role models either rapping or they hoop. Damn. You got to. We got to.
TM Hyman Radio Live. We are back, your girl Hot Chocolate, the general himself, TM Hyman, and our boy Save James. It is 2:59 a.m. in London, in the UK, over there with all of our London blokes. And it is 9:59 p.m. here in Tampa Bay. And it is time for our Money Monday segment with our girl Toya. What's up, baby girl?
Hey, hon, how you doing this evening? Tonight's Money Monday, we're just going to touch a bit on overdraft fees. Of course, we probably all have had an overdraft fee once or twice in our lifetime, and they can be quite costly. They can be as little as $15, depending on if you're a really small mom-and-pop type of credit union, or as much as $35 to $45 with one of the larger banks, such as Bank of America, Wells Fargo, or what have you. Not only are you charged on overdraft fees, but you know that with those fees, they can increase rapidly. And depending on the bank, you may be charged extended overdraft fees if your account is in the negative for more than 2 to 3 business days. So the first thing you want to do, of course, to prevent overdraft fees will be, one, make sure you have money in the bank. I know times are tough, but please don't try to write a check that you can't cash, per se. I know that we're all used to or have been used to in the past being able to write those floating checks. You knew you had your bank down to a T. You could write a check on Monday. You knew it wouldn't post to your account until Thursday, maybe even Friday if you were lucky. Well, those days are pretty much long gone. Everything is pretty much done electronically now. So if you write a check today or you give someone your bank routing and checking account number today, most likely it will post to your account tomorrow. So just keep that in mind. There's no more grace period of 3 to 4 days. You write an actual paper check and you think you have a little leeway. You don't want to play around with that. Another thing you may want to make sure you consider is the fact that not all financial institutions will make your funds available once you deposit monies. If you deposit cash, more than likely the funds will become available immediately. With the exception of some of the credit unions, a lot of the credit unions, anything after maybe 3 or 4 in the afternoon won't post until the next business day. Some of the larger banks, such as Bank of America, Wells Fargo, they will take some cash deposits and sometimes even check deposits, depending on how your account is set up, until 8 o'clock in the evening using the newer style ATM machine. So just keep in mind that although they may take cash and make that available right away, immediately, checks, depending on whether it's a business check or a personal check from another person, it may take 1 to 3 business days to post to your account. So please don't write a check from your account thinking that anything you deposited may cover it. Just make sure you already have the funds available. Another thing you may want to keep in mind is making sure you have overdraft protection. Make sure you have a savings account that may have some extra money, whether it be $100 or $200, just in case something goes awry. You have that backup that will cover that overdraft. Some banks do charge some fees for that, and maybe $2 to transfer the funds to the checking account to cover that overdraft fee. It may be as much as $10 to $15. So that's another thing you need to make sure you look at. Although the funds will cover your overdraft amount, they may actually charge you for them having to transfer the money for you. Another thing you need to make sure you do is if you are hit with the overdraft fee, with some companies, when you actually make a purchase, if it's online or if you're renting a car and things of that sort, they will at first get an authorization on your card, and then when it's time to actually pay, they will then turn that authorization into what should be a charge. There are some instances when the financial institutions will make mistakes, and instead of changing that authorization and actually charging it to your account, you still have the monies being held for the authorization, and then they also put an actual charge in your account. So it looks like it's a double charge to your actual account. If that's the case, then the bank should actually give you your overdraft fee back because they made a mistake in holding the funds and charging the funds when the actual authorization should fall off once they hit your account with the charge itself. Again, you can go to the bank. You can ask for them to credit your amount for the overdraft fees. If you're not someone who is always in the negative or has had overdraft fees in the past, then be willing to work with you and give you the money back. Just make sure you call and ask. If you don't get the answer you want from a standard teller or a phone representative, ask to speak to a manager. A lot of times they do not have the authorization to give you the money back, but if you speak with a manager, they may be able to do that for you. So if you don't like the answer you get the first time, I'm sure all of us have done it before, you can play the phone games and ask to speak to the supervisor or manager, and you just may get your way. And it's not guaranteed, but you never know unless you ask. So if you don't ask, then you may be out $35, but it's at least worth giving it a shot. But again, the best thing you can do is always make sure you have money in the bank. If you don't have money in the bank, just make sure you do not try to charge your account by actually writing a check or giving an electronic check by phone, because those are actually posted just like an ACH debit. It usually takes no more than a business day to go through. If you have any questions about what the overdraft fees are and how they can accumulate and turn into extended overdraft fees, then you may want to check with your bank because they can end up being costly. You may have one charge that can actually end up costing you $70. So just keep those things in mind when you're out there writing checks or posting electronic checks. But make sure you always have the funds in your bank, because if not, it will cost you a lot of money in the long run.
Toya coming to us live out of Delaware with our Money Monday report. We appreciate that. Hey, stand by for us, Toya. Hey, big up to Sammy Sweets Wilson listening to us in New York City. What's up to Jay and Lydia listening to us out of Germany? It is 10:06. We'll be right back.
Estelle.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Sugar. Can I say some shit? Oh yeah, Bloodwine. But I mean, it's been that way for a minute, so. Who's on the beat? Who's that again?
David Banner.
Let's go.
Everybody know me up in here.
Up in here.
I run around and round the world. Yeah, it's serious. They talking, I hear ringing in my ear.
In my ear.
I'm getting dollars, getting pounds, but it's serious.
Joe Hurt and Joe Bird. The sound scan, I left with 3 million rand. So I don't wanna pound it, unless we talking pounds. Yeah, I take Euro, plural, and tell your girl.
Yeah, yeah, just like Jay said, I'm everywhere. You're asking where I've been, and you ain't even there. Hashtag you care, I said I know you care. A passport stamp here and there, yes you care. Double booking shows and now I turn them down, I turn them down. Gotta get this album out, so Kevin says to slow it down. But I ain't slowing down, I only know speed. Jeanette Quakey, you run this rhythm thing.
If you don't see me, better know that I'm getting my
in my life, cause this come with a price. Somebody tell the pilot that the flyest has arrived. Tell him I'll probably be the flyest till I die.
Everybody know me up in here.
(917) 889-3926 is the number to call. To call in and give us your stories about your road rage experiences, TM Hyman Radio Live. We're back at you. Dave James here with T.M. Hyman, our financial expert over there, and the very mature Hot Chocolate, and we're going to see the financial expert also has a problem controlling her anger behind the wheel. Out in the mean, she's in Wilmington, Delaware, where they ripping and running, trying to get out of Philly. You know, let's see what she got popping. Let us know that, you know, if you had to run up somebody's head or whatever real quick or whatever out there. I know how it gets out there. I got family out in Wilmington.
Well, you know, I'm a very cool and collected type of person.
Oh, whoa.
So I really don't have any road rage stories that I can share with you other than the ones when I'm with Miss Dee Dee Willingham and I'm the passenger. You don't need to get her on the phone because that
whatever,
right there is
you
crazy
know
behind the wheel.
It's probably a time you looked at your bank account balance from your phone, sort of overdraft, being wowed out with somebody.
Mm-mm. I have not really had too many, but other than the regular, you know, fussing at somebody on the road, I haven't had any bad experiences, thank God, because, you know, people are a little crazy out here. You know, I really can say I haven't had any road rage experiences, not to the point that I maybe hate. Followed somebody or ran up on somebody once, snatched them out the car, Miss Hot Chocolate.
Yeah.
No, I haven't had
I'm
any situations
you.
Like that.
She almost ran me and my baby off the highway, and I wasn't going for it. Now, I have learned since then, you know, how to control my anger, dial 911 and report the road rage event or report the almost, you know, near accident and the person's license plate number to get what I you know, need in the way of vindication or for something to happen or for some sort of accountability to be held. So I think that's just really what it is with me. I need for you to own up to the fact that you can't drive and you're acting crazy, whether it's, you know, you're tailgating, clearly you didn't pass that part of driving school, or, you know, you're cutting someone off in traffic, not using a signal when you turn, just, you know, things that are very standard in your driver's education manual. Like I don't do very well with dumb things.
They make me mad if they don't turn their signal on.
Nah,
they make me mad if they don't
too.
Turn their signal
so
on and they're making a left turn in front of
yeah.
me. Definitely.
Yeah.
Like tell
that
me where you're going.
Too.
Let me know.
Especially if they're just slowing down out of nowhere. They've been going regular north and they just start slowing down and then they just bang a turn. Get out of here. I'm on your ass about that. I really don't like that.
Dee Dee, really. I know that makes you mad. They done cut in front of you with the baby in the car. You're mad, really.
Right. That's
I haven't gotten
on.
So upset that I've had to, like, really do something about it. But you know what? Y'all got to be careful with the road rage, because there's a lot of crazy people out here nowadays. And you don't want to
yes.
on the wrong
the
person.
The game has definitely changed.
Come get some.
The game has
some.
Changed.
Oh, yes, it has. And you definitely
I
do not want to run up on the wrong person. Yeah, I do, too. However.
Put their name on it.
They may get to theirs before I get to mine.
I always got mine.
No, true. Well, I'm going to have something in the car come January, I'm just saying.
Hey, don't give it away. Don't give it away.
I don't know. I need you to know.
I'm going to be a car-carrying member. I'm going to very proudly display my sticker in the window to let you know if it goes down, it's going down. And, you know, my local sheriff here, Grady Judd, told me that it was all right to do that. And I don't even really care for him, but, you know. I'm just saying.
I wanted to double back and clarify what some manifestations of road rage is, because I'm thinking some people, you know, who may not think that they have exhibited this behavior really don't know that something as simple as, now I know it's easy to do the rude gesture, you know, such as the finger, and we all know which finger that is. It's not the pinky finger, but think of yelling or exhibiting, you know, some type of disruptive behavior, you know, or something as simple as, you know, driving at a high speed, you know, just to catch up with somebody, just to look, turn your head and look at them like, for real, did you just do that?
I do that a lot of time.
honking your horn aggressively at someone. Most of us have at least honked our horn aggressively at the fool that just did something stupid. That's all rage.
Yeah, lay on it.
You're
lay
in the car by yourself yelling and screaming, having a one-person conversation about how stupid they are. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All forms of road rage, my friends. All forms of road rage.
So what?
Yes, they are.
So what? They drive better. I wouldn't have to act like this.
Hey, now, again, I want to remind folks that therapists, as early as 1997, you know, they was trying to certify road rage as a medical condition, some type of mental disorder. Hey,
well,
so
follow what you want.
I'm not sure if they're able to prove that or where they are in that study. But, I mean, really, it really just comes down to discipline and self-control. I mean, you know, come on. Like, we can't take it too seriously. However, comma, the folks on the West Side Highway took it extremely seriously and beat the gentleman to a pulp. So it could be something as small as just cutting somebody off that can lead to a gang of motorcycles attacking you and you in a hospital, you know, placing you in critical condition. It's serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and based on the video that I saw, the motorcyclist got in front of that Range Rover and slowed down and made that car bump him. Like, that man was still in motion when he stopped that motorcycle. So, you know, again, I think that the driver of the Range Rover did what he needed to do to protect his family and to get away, or to attempt to.
I am not going to disagree in any way. Folks, we just want to, again, we have these type of conversations not to spark controversy, not even to really feed off the news. We want to raise awareness. I think, you know, many of us are living stressed out lives already. And so, you know, traffic congestion along with a bad day, you're on your way to a parent-teacher conference, you know, your spouse or your significant other is not acting right. You know, the reality is road rage and frustration makes some people ram their car in the back of other people, and then they claim temporary insanity. I mean, it's because really it comes down to the pressures of life will make you do things in a split second that you'll react, you know, that you'll regret, you'll later regret that reaction. And so just pause for the cause and apply some type of self-control. You're in tune to Money Monday. We're talking about road rage, outrage, Sage James, hot chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston not feeling well tonight, our money expert, Toya, coming live out of Delaware, that dude T.M. Hyman. We got some new music that Nokio was supposed to be here tonight to actually provide some insight. But we actually thought there was a contest in Virginia Beach last weekend at the dopest open mic ever. We thought the winners from that contest were coming on tonight. The winners won't be identified until the 30th of this month. So those folks will be coming on that following Monday. Nokia will be here because the top three people will come on live. That should share some music, get musical critiques, and out of the three of those, we'll select the best one officially right here on this program based off of those folks. Nokia, Drew Hill, Platinum Award-winning, Grammy award-winning artist is now a part of our team here to provide some A&R insight. Hey, but we got some new music from somebody from the dopest mic ever, and I think this is Tony Vaughn's track. I think the title of it is Moment of Silence. I still got it from Nokia. We're going to play it tonight, and this team is going to critique. So, Toya, before you get out of here, we need to get some perspective from you. So, ladies and gentlemen, sit back. Tell us what you think. This is called Moment of Silence, Tony Vaughn, out of Virginia Beach. Tell us what you think about it. You're in tune to TMI Radio Live.
Johnny Giuliano.
Let me down, down again, let me down. never been the same since he died when I was at the age of 8. Don't understand how I survive with pain from day to day. All I know is that I gotta get this anguish off my brain before it takes me way, way down. Made me go insane. I never saw it coming when she died in 1991. Drug-induced heart attack. She was in Michigan. I was in a Cadillac with my foster family in Virginia, eating lavish dinners, wishing she would come and get us. He died when I was at the age of 8. Don't understand how I survived with his pain from day to day. All I know is that I gotta get this anguish off my brain before it takes me way, way down. Made me go insane, I never saw it coming when she died in 1991. Almost killed myself when I saw her in that casket. Later on that night I took the scissors out the basket. Tried to jab my jugular, but it didn't happen.
Radio Live, and that right there was Moment of Silence, I believe it's called.
Right.
And that is our new joint of the week. What y'all think about that?
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
It's average to me personally. It do sound like a Virginia version of Plies, the way he raps.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know if he was...
He just went straight to it, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he sounded like Plies. I mean, his flow is, you know, it's average. You know what I mean? It's, you know, the song is nice, but it's, you know, heard this before. Shorty singing the hook, you know. He sound like, you know, Lil Mo Chalet. A combination of the chicks from...
Lil Mo Chalet.
You know,
was that supposed to be like Lil Mo and Michelle A mixed together?
Yeah,
you know what? I'm done.
I'll say this again. Nokio is actually performing tonight live with Black Angel Down, and so he did get a copy of the track, does have feedback, and don't want to speak for him. So next Monday he'll be back, and he will provide feedback himself on Moment of Silence. Again, this is Nokio's segment. He will be providing feedback to new artists every Monday right here live, Tion Hammer Radio Live. Hot Chocolate, Moment of Silence. What do you think?
I wouldn't have really said the chick was a Lil Mo Chalet. I think she
had. I'm not saying it in a good way. I'm saying like.
Well, no, I know that. I know that. I think she had a strong voice that has some potential to it. She does need a little bit of honing, just to figure out what her own style and lane would be. Because I did hear, you know, something that was very regular, familiar, kind of already done about her presentation. But I'm not. Right. That's not to say that she's without talent. Because, you know, she's decent. The rap, I really it didn't capture me. It didn't really have, it didn't speak to me. I'm sorry.
I think
so
I'll, was average. He was thinking overall project is average, but I think, you know, again, it was just hip hop. There was nothing, you know, out of the box, unusual. And I think at the end of the day, if you're really trying to break into the game right now, you've got to come with something that's completely, you know, out of the box. It has to be a completely different approach to the sound.
Yeah, not the norm. It didn't have a wow factor to it. It didn't make me say, you know what, I want to go grab that. So I don't.
Yeah, I want to check for more.
I'll give it a 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, 6, 5, 6 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, the talent, we see the talent, you know, could be cultivated on both sides of the coin with the singing and the rapping or whatever. Production was fairly decent, so that kind of saved it. You know what I mean? But you know, at the end of the day, like Tim said, you know what I mean? We, you know, been down this road before. You know what I mean? What else is there can you offer that can captivate the mind of you know, true hip hop or true R&B heads or a combination of two? See what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
and we straight hip hop on this program. I mean, you know, we understand hip hop. You know, we real talk, we real people, we real times. Hey, it's 10:27. We gonna take a pause. Speaking of real hip hop, come right back. We gonna get into some adult talk with Save James. TM Hyman already live.
Best of believe I can give you what you want and all that you need. Mac and all the ladies, from the fly to the shady, Marquis Diamond, 600 Mercedes. I fly you across the seas in a private jet, whisper shit in your ear to get your panties wet. Honey, I show you how good life can get, whining and dining nonchalant in the finest restaurants. Feed you lobster cause I'm a true monster. Lame niggas bore ya, lay ya down in the Waldorf Astoria. Victoria's Secret, lingerie, I like the freak shit. Dim the lights, sex all through the night. King size bed, that she's getting right. When you out, leave my number by the horn. When you wake up in the morning, I'm gone.
Big mama, don't you like what you see?
Like my girl Mary B, you just ain't running up in me. You got to give me what I need, baby. That's a drop top V, baby. Martini and Rossi, Ossie, Spumante, Dom Perignon. So we could get it on. Movado watch, tennis for the wrist, nigga. You ain't never seen no ice like this. So now you know what you working with. Handle your business and keep coming with that stuff that I lied. Light a candle, I'm too hot to handle. I see your eyes sizing up my hips and my thighs. Man, I'll do things to you. Vanessa Del Rio, be shamed.
Mac-ass nigga, smooth like Tomcat in a zoot suit. Gang's foolproof, leaving parties with bitches in NSX. Scoop fitting game, with or without the eye contact. With or without contract, laying my game down flat. Kleptomaniac rides any rhythm that you give them, I'm living right. Semi-precious stones, exotic bitches with skin tight. Hands-free mobile function with women, how to live life. If that's your girl, she wasn't last night. Made a life worthwhile, Benjamin's by the pile. Turn the frowns to smiles, living good fellas lifestyles. Nails done in here, living rooms with chandeliers. Sex in the stretch, flex, no kids for who wanna stare. Yeah, now that's a real woman for ya. High execs and lawyers, pearls, gems, and tag lawyers. Bachelor degrees, bringing home bacon and cheese. Freaky Sandra ain't afraid to get some dirt up on her knees.
little bit of that throwback Junior Mafia with Little Kim in her heyday when she was definitely my favorite. It is 10:31 p.m. here in the Tampa Bay area, and you are back with T.M. Hyman Radio with the general himself, T.M. Hyman, our Money Monday expert, Toya, myself, Hot Chocolate, and our boy, Save James. And we're actually going to get into Save segment and our adult talk section or portion of the night, and Save is going to discuss medicinal sticky icky Uncle Snoop's favorite.
Can I get an amen for the high?
Damn right.
Damn right.
Yeah, so check it. I love that sound effect. All right, check it out. I'm really just wondering, like, you know me. I'm not going to just try to monopolize the talk space for the topic at hand. You know, I like having a roundtable discussion. So I'm going to start off first, though, just laying a little background on where I'm going with this. Now, so far in the U.S., there's 20 states that, you know, have legal marijuana as part of their society now. You know, they're card holders. They have different reasoning for it, you know, different ailments can be treatable by the adverse or the direct effects of the THC that's involved or whatever with it. And honestly, real talk, I think that can be a lot, bring a lot of ease to the road rage out there if we all get a nice medicinal canister here and there. And that's why Portland, Oregon, I believe, is part of my theory, is one of the more polite places to drive out there in the country. Because they're right there by Canada, and they get it fresh from wherever they're, the British Columbia side of things. But anyway, there's 20 states that are currently legalized for medicinal purposes, and they have different possession limits for each one. Now, I'm not going to get into the different sizes of possession, but there is one state that can allow you to have a one-time 24 ounces usable or 24 plants, 6 mature and 18 immature plants. That's about, what, almost two, about one and a half, two peas worth legal?
Can I get an amen for the weed?
Damn right. Damn right. That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, it's like, you know, other countries practice, you know, I want to say the legal use of it or whatever, but I guess they'll say more turn a blind eye to it. And the only real, in my opinion, the only real reason why it's quote-unquote illegal is because it can't be manufactured and taxed by the government. That's just me talking. Now, think about it. All these other highly addictive drugs that are legally sold and consumed throughout the U.S., caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol are some of the in the top three of most addictive drugs in the world. Once you get addicted to those, your body goes through changes. And not to say, now there's been studies to show that there may be some you know, somewhat irritability on those that may claim that, you know, there is no addiction, you know, clause with the whole marijuana thing or whatever. But just like I said, I'm no way, shape, or form am I advocating or promoting the use of any kind of illicit drug. I'm not trying to do that. But all I'm saying is for those that choose to take alternative ways of healing their body or just recreational use of things available to them, you know, this tends to be one of the more safer routes, you know, medically, as far as my studies show, my research has shown. And, you know, owners, they don't go out and wow out and drunk drive and do all this kind of crazy stuff that gets people in trouble or whatever.
I think what makes it suspect, what makes medical marijuana suspect to most people is the fact that how do you control it? How do you keep people from not going to get a prescription and turn around? Ultimately, it's a free pass to sell it, and then it doesn't turn into something that's out of control. I mean, unless you live in a place like California where it's pretty, you know, pretty much legal, How do you control it? And how do you prevent abuse?
But see, you know, there's you use too much of anything, it's abuse. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, just to kind of put that connotation on that, people abuse nicotine. People abuse caffeine. People abuse alcohol. You know what I mean? So we got AA set up and all that stuff like that for those that can't control the urges that's done chemically to their body from, you know, the alterations of these other drugs or whatever like that. So, I mean, I understand exactly where you're coming from. How do you limit the use of it or whatever? And honestly, there is no real answer to that because it's a plant. You don't need a factory to manufacture it. You produce conducive settings for it to grow and nurture and take care of itself. Then, you know, you in business. But at the end of the day, what I'm saying about the legalization of it, that can cut down on a lot of, you know, undermined crimes and stuff like that. You know, not to say there's not going to be any crime surrounding it, you know, but I understand you're not going to get robbed for a pack of cigarettes like you would get robbed if you was holding, you know, a pound of trees or whatever like that. I get that because the value on it has been placed so high because of its illegal status. Legalize it, that kind of cuts the swelling now, takes the sting off of it right there. And, you know, I understand what you're saying, how you're going to limit how much you're going to use a day, but you can't limit a person from drinking every day. As long as it's available,
you can't limit the number of cigarettes a person smokes.
You see what I'm saying?
Now,
it's available to them, they're going to smoke it. They're going to drink it.
Right.
So,
now,
I mean,
my way of thinking – go ahead, Sabe. I'm sorry.
No, I was done. I was just going to keep on rambling. Go ahead. Make your point.
I was just going to say my way of thinking as far as legal distribution where – Uncle Sam could get his cut, too, could be kind of mirrored the way that they do the regulations for cigarettes. Mm-hmm. I mean, what would be the difference? You package them a certain number per pack. You sell them based on, I guess, you know, with the sticky, it's going to have to be the weight or the different types. Like, you know, they have light cigarettes. They have menthol cigarettes or whatever. Then make it the same standards.
I agree.
I think everybody would probably come out better that way because I think that's the biggest thing about legalizing it. There's, as you mentioned, there's only 20 states so thus far that have legalized it, so we've got 30 more that we can follow suit.
Damn right.
And they need to go ahead and follow suit so we can have some more calm people out here in the United States, like in, you know, Colorado and Denver and in Portland, Oregon, and, you know, I mean,
yo, and I'm hearing, and from what I was told, Colorado has become like the Amsterdam of the United States nowadays. Bitch.
It has.
A man just came from out there like less than a year ago. I was like 6 months ago. He was telling me, he showed me catalogs. Like newcomers and everything like that to they shops and all that stuff. Crazy.
Hey, right back.
Can't do it.
We're right back.
You ain't been the same. played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Is the number to call Sam Harmon Radio Live. We're back again. It is 10:47 out here in the DMV somewhere, wherever I may be. Who knows? Who cares? We're here with TM Harmon. Is Toya still with us?
No, nah, she okay. Out of here. She out.
Okay, she bouncing in the mature one. Lady Chocolate over there. We are still discussing our medicinal marijuana debate. I stake my claim on it. I think this is, you know, great idea what they're doing. Another step in the right direction of bringing alternative lifestyles to the forefront. And, you know, like I said, I just think it's illegal because they can't tax it. But, you know, what am I paying the account for?
It accounts for a lot, Steve. But you're actually right, and I think the states that have already legalized it, I don't have any proof, so I am going to have to do some research on this. But in my personal opinion, I think that there is some sort of taxation, I'm sure, that the state is benefiting from.
Absolutely.
From these dispensaries.
Now, you don't do any research on that. It's all about the dollars. That's why states that go there have no. There's definitely a financial benefit that you cannot escape, especially making it legal and going the medical route. I mean, that's millions of dollars on the tax base that didn't previously exist.
Absolutely.
Brother, you know how the pharmaceutical is a billion-dollar industry to start with, multi-billion-dollar industry to start with. It's just another arm to that, you know what I'm saying, to the reach. It added more length to the reach that they have as far as how far deep they can get in the pockets from the states and from the rest of the government as far as, with, you know, with their findings and the funding research and, you know, just production of the places where they have to, the shops where they have to have it and everything. All that has creating jobs, tax dollars. And so, you know, when somebody's hand is always in somebody else's pocket with this thing. So, of course, you know, I mean, like he was saying, it's about the green. And that's, like I said, the main reason why it's legal, because they can't control it. You know, in so many words, they can't control, you know, what it does because of the plant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Personally,
right,
I think they should take it from Amsterdam, who has one of the lowest crime rates ever. But, you know, what do you say?
Exactly.
What do I know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They focus on bigger stuff.
What do I know?
Hey, thanks for listening, folks. We've been talking about road rage for most of the show. We're off in the adult hour, but we just want to extend our thanks for listening and supporting the program. Got a few minutes left in the show. We're back on Wednesday, hump day, 9 p.m., right back with the crew. Toya will be checking back in on Wednesday. She wanted me to let y'all know that. Nokia back on Monday with, again, his his A&R critique on the best in hip-hop and R&B. Up-and-coming artists, send your music in. You can send MP3s to us at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. And, again, want to remind you that tonight's show has been brought to you by Explosial. If you're looking for a breakthrough in your financial freedom, log on to entertheopendoor.com, entertheopendoor.com. Explosial, if you're looking for your financial breakthrough. Hey, folks are listening all over the place. I got an email today. Actually, somebody also giving me that feedback about how many times I say throughout the show.
Are they still talking about that? Let that go. We heard it a lot.
I must say it a lot because several people comment on how many times I say thanks for busting me in the head so many times over the same issue, people. I'm listening. I'm trying. Damn it. Back off.
Oh, my God.
When I first started out doing joining or whatever, and I would go to the playback of it, I used to always tell that to myself. I used to say it while I was on the air. When I would talk, and I would come to a dead spot, and I would hit the and I would keep telling myself, I got to stop saying But that's... It's habit. It's habitual. It's a tough habit to break when you're in the midst of using that as a filler all the time.
It is a habit. But let me continue to do this. The listeners are going to continue to tell me, so they're helping me to break that habit. I appreciate y'all too. Thank you.
I want you to stop telling him that he keeps saying and then I want you to try and come on this show and run it for 2 hours without saying as many times as he does, because it is difficult to think on your feet with a run sheet or not, people. So
hey,
let's give him a break.
Most people can't do this.
Right.
So it's to sit back and critique, but it's okay. It's all in good spirits. Hey, what was that Joe Beast joint that we really liked? I can't remember whether it was Take It Back or Spin the Bottle.
No, it was Take It Back, for sure. It was Take It Back.
Hey, I want to I want y'all to tweet Joe Beast, because Joe then fronted on us, and I've been trying to hold back, but, like, you know, we 2 weeks in right now. I'm going to play this joint, you know, because
shots fired.
You sent us a couple, and so it was one that we liked out of what was sent. I'm going to spin it, and we're going to bring it back. Joe Beast 95, tweet him. Ask him where he at. So Beast, take
he's
it back.
He's supposed to be here. Get him here.
Now, we start talking greasy about this song and then we come on next time, huh?
No, we unit.
Absolutely.
Let me take you back. Okay. Let me take you back. Let me take it back. Here we go, Beast. Let me take it back for the internet with power and rude over rap. Let me take it back right after the 8-track. Young soul, so it's hard to remember before that. And my B-boy fans, battling and breakdance. Can't go gazelles, I'm like Zilla in France. Noble unit, running on B Street. To B Street in Atlanta, I'm screaming out free meat. Episodes in my teeth, swing like James Todd. Leave the puppies on that porch, I'm about to stomp the yard. Cool OD and in a wild, wild west. Blowing cash rules, everything around me. Man, speak through the crowd like Rakim, the legend. God's gift, swear these haters trapped in my presence. But the future awaits, the moment is the next. If you ain't relevant, hey, blame it on yourself. Here we go, take a journey with me. Let me take you back, let me take it back. Let me take you back, back through the moments I fell in love with rap. The first time I heard them see lace in a track. Hip-hop, take a journey with me. Let me take you back, let me take it back. Let me take you back, back to the moment I fell in love with rap. And now I can't go wrong with freedom making a track. Hip-hop, let me take it back to Penny Loafers and Duckhead. Freak Nick Weekend, taking over in Buckhead. Let's go further, Greek Fest and VA. Beast in the game, bigger than EA. Let me take it back to Memorex and Apex. For the stars took Noble Unit to its apex. Buddy, 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 they lost souls, taught me safe sex. So don't penetrate the hole without a latex. Been down with OPP since 93, when my crush group started on rap, party me. Hip-hop music lives on forever, forever. To the hood, who can represent it better? Ball all over the globe, we trendsetters. And give the people something to party to whenever. Classic, I'm talking about greatest hits, greatest hits. Run DMC and Aerosmith in 86. Here we go. Take a journey with me. Let me take you back. Let me take it back. Let me take you back. Back to the moments I fell in love with rap. The first time I heard them see lace in a track. Hip hop. Take a journey with me. Let me take you back. Let me take it back. Let me take you back. Back to the moment I fell in love with rap. And now I can't go wrong with freedom making the track. Hip hop. Let me take it back to Polka Dots and Kwame. For the 90s when No Limit was the army. Puff got Bad Boy. Jay got the rock. On the West Coast, Death Row called all the shots. Big had the East Coast scene on lock. All the California love came and stood by pop. You know, new wheels rolling up Sugar Hill. James Hip, hip hop, it don't stop, it will. Paul Revere had a license to ill. But Beast murder a track with a license to kill. 100 miles and running like Q ran and Dre. Yellow Boy and Easy NWA. Here we go. Houdini get a world one love. Now we unit me at 50, you can find us in a club. Now I'm picking back on a track called Quest. Got an open road ahead, Nova unit up next. Yeah. Take a journey with me, let me take you back, let me take it back, let me take you back, back to the moments I fell in love with rap, the first time I heard them see lace in a track. Hip-hop, take a journey with me, let me take you back, let me take it back, let me take you back, back to the moment I fell in love with rap, and now I can't go wrong with freedom making the track. Hip-hop, 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 can't stop, hip-hop, hip-hop, won't stop, hip-hop, hip-hop,
TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 10:56 p.m. here in the Tampa Bay area. You're joined by myself, your girl Hot Chocolate, the General himself, TM Hyman, and Save James. Madam CeeLo Boston was feeling a little bit under the weather tonight, so Kizzy, we missed you. We hope you feel better soon. And that was Take It Back by our missing team member, Joe Beast, who and my Twitter followers have come up in a nice substantial number here lately. Shout out to all of y'all. I want y'all to jump on your Twitter account, tweet at JoeBeast95, and tell him he has a duty that he's supposed to be performing here with us that he is not doing, and we need to know why. And if you don't get with us soon, we getting ready to sweep that area, clean that up, and make space for somebody else. But I'm just saying. So if you want to go back and check out any part of the show tonight, just check out the podcast. It'll be up here shortly. And join us back on Wednesday for Hump Day Wednesday Relationship Night, where we talk all things relationship mature as myself. And, guys, what's up?
That's right. That's right.
Be nice when you tweet him. Just tell him you want to hear his sports report on the show because, we don't want to offend. But we did extend an invite that was accepted, and we're eager. We up out of here. Take us home. We're back Wednesday, 9 p.m. Deuces.
And my followers are pretty nice. They'll be nice. Go ahead, Zabe.
Somebody please follow me. I'm still asking, still taking requests. I got space.
What's your tag, Zabe? What's your tag?
At Zabe James, man. You know where to get me at. Zabe James, man. Across the board, man. At Zabe James. S-A-B-E-J-A-M-E-S.
That's right. Get all of our numbers up. Get the station numbers up. That's at TM Hyman Radio. Get TM's up. He is at TM Hyman. I am Very Hot Chalk on Twitter, and we are collectively TM Hyman Radio. Once again, the general himself, TM Hyman, Zabe James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Dee Dee Toya, and me. See you Wednesday.
Legalize, not advertise.
Talk radio show. Talk radio show. TM Hyman live. TM Hyman live. TM Hyman live. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman live. TM Hyman live. TM Hyman live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman live. TM Hyman live. TM Hyman live. Talk radio show.